Hello there.
Hello.
Okay, we got two Dove Shapiros. I don't know. You're paying K Phil. Oh, now you
Now
only
back
got
to one.
one. Okay. All right. So time we should start. I'm sorry. So we just said yesterday, I wanted to read this again. We read it. I wanted to read it over again and think about it. There seems to be a very Yesodistic machlokes between the Shaar HaMelech and the Avnei So the question, which we suggested yesterday, I told the guys many times, I used to go in Israel to Rav Abba Berman, who was a very big gadol, and he used to love to find these types of machlokesim that they're not based on the diukim and the lashon or whatever. They seem just to be machlokesim in svara, and he would just try and be masber the two stodim of the chakira, what they're arguing about. A very gishmakish here, and because you didn't have to know the Gemara, you don't have to know the whole daf chaf. Just, Okay, so let's read over
Who's
again.
this rabbi? I came in
It was
late.
Rav Abba Berman. There was a big gadol, Rav Abba Berman. He was a yeshiva in Muncie, and then he moved to Eretz Israel. He was the people say that he learned the derech for Rav Yeruchim. That's what people used to say, that his derech and learning was he took Rav Yeruchim's derech and Musar, and he applied it to learning. That's what I don't know where it came from. That's what people used to say. He was an obviously an Altamir, and he was considered a very chashuv person. He has a few svarim, a lot of svarim. I forgot what it's called. I forgot what it's called. Emek Torah, I don't forget what the name of his sefer is. All right, anyway, but he had a yeshiva on Shmuel HaNavi, and later he moved away. He moved out of to out of Yerushalayim. But he originally had a yeshiva in Shmuel HaNavi, not so far from the yeshiva. He used to say his book was shirim. I don't remember what day of the week. So if I didn't give shir that day, I would walk over. The amazing thing about a shirim is that you do not really have to know the Maror HaMikdamos, because it was really a shir in svara. And they say he always found these machlokes rishonim, and they were very much tali in svara. And he would just explain the chakira that they're arguing in. The special. Anyway, that was it was very enjoyable shirim. I don't want to, different than their very different style than the Yeshiva shirim, where you felt like you had to go fetch and you had to know every Maror HaMikdamos and twist here and twist there. This was just, but okay.
Sounds like mainstream yeshivish.
Okay. But it was a very big fan. It was a Prussia famous gadol. Rabbi
Where's
Ginsburg,
this?
Gabriel Ginsburg, one of his daughters married one of his sons. It was a
What was his name?
of Abba Berman. It was a
This is for Abba Berman?
Abba Berman. It was his the name
Hey,
of the Rosh Hashiva, the very big Rosh Hashiva. Okay, anyway. Let's read over the Avnei Milum again. This paragraph. Let's just first read it, and then we'll think about it. I think what we said yesterday, we read it very quickly. We said that the Avnei Milum and the Shaar HaMelech are arguing on two things, but I don't remember anymore what they were. So let's read it again. B'nei Mashik goes of a sefer on the now. I'm reading the Avnei Milum. So he just finished quoting the Shaar HaMelech, even though, as we pointed out, that the Shaar HaMelech goes on for much more pages, but he's barely quoting the essence that he cares about. That means if you hold like the Rava, that ain't essay, those to say, and therefore, since even by a lav, you can do chalitza. So therefore, we say ain essay deicha also say. So even by chayve lavim, it's not rami kamei Oh, essay, or it's a lava essay. So therefore sure is not Rami Kami the Yibum, because ain't essay Deicha save that say. And boil that, I mean then Isha's Kana. So if you boil now, so you're kind of Mishum Kedushin. So if you boil that with working to make a Kenyan Isha's Kenyan Kedushin, so that works. Because there's no Eshesach, it's only a Chai Ve'Lavim, that's it. And Chai Ve'Lavim, Dushin Tzayves. But if you came, B'Oim Shaygeg, Pshitilokana, Kina. So he's saying that the fact that O Rame Kami Yibum, the fact that the Torah doesn't want Yibum, Al Salav, or Al the essay, because of Ein Essay, Deiche, Losa, Save Essay, makes that you don't get a Kenyan Yibum. So even though normally Yibum is kind of Ba'ines of a Shaygeg, here you can't be kind of Ba'ines of a Shaygeg. That's the side of the Charmel. Says the Amnei Meluim, Lo Nehira Ani is Daiti. The Yavama, the Din Kedushin. Now there's no Kedushin by a woman who's a Yavama, and she's an Eshazach. So there's not Shai Kedushin. The Ishas, that's the Din Kedushin. The Ishas. So that's the Torah's Kedushin cloud, be a bummer. There's no Kedushin. Can't cast a manuka yase, perikamigam leo. We hold Maimers are drabonin. I shall cause a Zekakan Kedushin, the Ishas Ochi, because she's an Ishas Och. Ah, the Torah took off the Yisr. A turtle, the Rosa, I can say, there are mitzvah, or be with exibba, I ain't sure. So it's only the way the he's earning. That's the you talk about why Kesef and Shtar doesn't work. Our Shar Melech is a little different. Our Shar Melech is when you're doing Biyah, but you're doing Biyah L'shem Kedushin. But the Avnei Meluim doesn't make a distinction. That just like there, the Mugayaseh says, that Kesef and Shtar doesn't work because there's no Kedushin. So Bia, the Shem Kedushin, also won't work. If Kezushu H is all, we shouldn't talk about Lavo, I say.
What
Vada,
does Muki Yose
less
mean?
of a Taurus Kedushin.
What's in Muki Yose saying?
What?
What is the Muki Yose saying?
Vim came, that's the Avnei Meluim speaking.
All right.
Mugayose says, the Mimer to give Kesef. And you say hareyat mikudeshesli, or whatever, and that only works midrabbanan. Brechtin say, why doesn't it work midiraisa? So even if you would have her rotzen, it doesn't work midiraisa. So the mukayose says because the kedushin isn't taifes, because she's an eshesach. Aye, the Torah took off the eshesach. So the Torah only took off the eshesach to say their mitzvah. And Kesef and Shtar is not Seder HaMitzvah. So the Avnei Meluim extends from there a very big extension that even if you wanted to get Kedushin with a Bia, you can't get Kedushin with a Bia. Because if you're trying to get Kedushin, that's not Seder HaMitzvah. So just like Kesef and Shtar don't work to make Kedushin, because of the Eishesach, the Mugayos, they've never talked about Kedushin Bia, but the Avnei Meluim is because he was talking about Maimer when you do Kesef. So the Avnei Meluim is extending him, is or extending him, is applying him. He's saying just like the Mugayos says that Kesef and Shtar can't make Kedushin Kesef, so likewise Bia. In a situation where there's no Yibum, cannot make Kedushin Kedushin either. Because whenever it's not Kedushin HaMitzvah, then there's no Kedushin. And if you say there's no Yibum, it's not Kedushin HaMitzvah.
What's the svara why Bia would be better? Like Rebbe is saying that he's
Because
extending.
you could say that is Kedushin HaMitzvah. Because
No, but I was
the Torah was matter,
way.
the Torah is matter of Yibum.
But if the Torah didn't give a parsha of Kedushin, so it either gave it or it didn't. Why would it give it?
The Torah didn't give a parsha. It's not the Torah didn't give a parsha of Kedushin. Because it doesn't say the Torah didn't give a parsha of Kedushin. Because it says it's not Toivit because it's an Eishes Och. And Erva, you can't be Mekadesh in Erva. And Torah lo eti rasa like a Sandra mitzvahs. But the Gabi Bia, the Torah was Matira. If we're going on the tzad, we're obviously going on the tzad of the Parshas Drachim. Even the Avnei Meluv is going on that tzad of the Parshas Drachim, that there is no Isser Eish HaSach. If there's an Isser Eish HaSach, there's nothing to talk about. No one would ever say you could type this Kedushin if there's an Eish HaSach. So the whole discussion here is on the assuming that there is no Eish HaSach. So the Avnei Meluv is saying, just like the Avnei Meluim said, there's an Eishesach Ligabe Kesef and Shtar. So there's an Eishesach even Ligabe Bia when it's done for Kedushin and not for Yibum.
So the Marshal would say that's a ridiculous extension, right?
Okay, it could be the Shar Melech. You know, they're saying it could be. You know, but that's that. This is that they're. Let's first read inside, but finish reading. But that's what's happening here. He's saying that again to read it again. Let me read it again inside. Can't cause a muka yai say prayer from Gamliel. All the kind of my brain and kind of me draw bottom. I shem shikosa. This is a quote of the muka yai say. The lega kam kedushin. Why not the aishes achi? Now there's an erva. Kedushin can't be tied based in an erva. Hi, the Eishes Och is Hutra. Torah no Jira Kesedra Mitzvah. Torah didn't stam Hutra all across the board. It's only a partial Hutra. Ubiya Hudiksiba. Aisham. That's the end of the quote. Aisham means end the quote of the Mukai Isaac. So now the Avnei Meluv is talking. Then gain, Dushui Eishes Och. So it comes out, the Mukai Isaac is saying, that it's an Eishesach, and that's why Kedusha, Kesef, and Shtar don't work. And you can't get Kedushin. So Edomai, in this case, this is not, then Mukayazev is talking by a regular Yavama that is Mutter to have Yibu. Here we're talking about a Yavama, Shenitzayte Balavo Esay. So we're talking about a regular Yavama plus more. And Ma'adav, that the Mukiyate says you can't have Kedushin, so Vadai Lesa Adam Mitzvah Yibum Edebiyah. In other words, he's understanding Mukiyate that Lu Yitzur, you would go over to the woman, Yavama, and say, I want to be Mekashu Kedushin with the Bia. It wouldn't work. It can, you can be kind of Kenyan Yibum, but you wouldn't be kind of Kenyan Kedushin. So shortly, if you have a Lava say too, you're not going to work. The Lega got banned, and it's just Yiba, they be it today. Ubahaki, who the F should have like, if gay,
I don't know why that's a surely. Okay.
Well, I'm saying, so let me keep reading. Gain, E neighbor, the ball that I'm going to, if you're going to take the Marshal's Diak, that it only says that you're not kind of the Tsara. But you say, but she yourself is kind of a Korcha. B'taras Yibum Kana. So the Marsha must mean that you're Kana B'taras Yibum. Okay, come read it. The Avangav is by Yisalabo say. Kivin did his rabbi the Chalitza. Alma the Bogmin of Yisereshazach. Kivin the Shachi Gabe Chalitza. Here's the Chalitza proves there's no Eshazach. The Lega Gabe Yisalab Obesay. The Kedusha, the King of Kedusha, the Mechai Velav, and I say, Hokli Nami Kana Bebia. The Asura, Kimoshar Chai Velav, and Shakitcha Bia. Amikomakom, Avatar's Kedusha, and Avatar's Kinin Yibama. With the Oilam Yibama, and Chilip and Shaykh, and Amaz, the King of Ainba, Tarz Kedusha, and Tarz Yiba Shikana. Okay. So basically, so it comes out that there are two machlokes between the Avnei Meluim and the Shar Melech. The The Marsha says, in this case, you're kana. The Shara Melek says, you're kana with a Kenyan Kedushin and not with a Kenyan Yibum. And therefore, if it worked by Aynes, if you did it by Aynes of Baratzen, it wouldn't work. Because you're only kana Kenyan Kedushin and you're not kana Kenyan Yibum. And the Amnei Meluim says the exact opposite. That you're only Gaina Kenyan Yibum and you're not Gaina Kenyan Kedushin. Right? So they're arguing in 2 points. They're arguing if it's Shayach here at Kenyan Kedushin. And they're arguing if it's Shayach here at Kenyan Yibum. Right? Two distinct machlekes. The Shara Melech holds there's no Kenyan Yibum. Not Shaykh or Kenyan Yibum, but there is a Kenyan Kedushin. And the Avnei Meluim says there's no Kenyan Kedushin, but there is a Kenyan Yibum. Right? So we have two machlaikasim, two machlaikasim between the Shara Melech and the Avnei Meluim. Okay, is that you know, structurally, is that clear? I hope.
So the Shara Melech says he holds like the Ramban and he holds like the Mukiyeza.
Okay, I'm not asking for that. Wait. Before we get ahead of it, I don't know what Ramban is quoting, so I can't respond. But the you're ahead of me, too fast from Shmuel, too much begins. But first, we just want to put down the facts. So as I say, I want to be Rav Abba Berman. First, we get clear. That there's two machlokes in between the Ramban and the Avnei Meluim, the Avnei Meluim and Shara Melech, and it's not based on Hechreichim. They both have the same Rasha. They both have the exact same Gemara. They have a Gemara that says that Chai Lavim Ta'asei, the Rasha is Medayik that she's married, Kana. That you're Kana. It's not called the Balo Kana, but the Rasha is Medayik that she's married. To the Yavim, because it only says it doesn't pater the Tzara, but it says, Masha says it paters herself. So the Shara Melech says that the Masha is saying that you're kind of a Kenyan Kedushin, but you can't be kind of a Kenyan Yibum, and therefore the Shara Melech says, Halacha l'maisa, if you were bala the Oines, you would be kind of. Because you can only be kind of Kenyan Kedushin, you can't be kind of Kenyan Yibum. And the Avnei Meluim says the opposite, that you can't be kind of a Kenyan Kedushin because of this Nemuka Yosef. And therefore it must be that you are being kind of Kenyan Yibum. So they're arguing on 2 points. Now one might have caused the other, but the Maisa, they're arguing on 2 points. They're arguing whether it's Shaya Kenyan Kedushin or not Shaya Kenyan Kedushin. And they're arguing whether it's Shaya Kenyan Yibum or not Shaya Kenyan Yibum. Right? It's two machlokes. They're interconnected, but because the Marsha, the Avnei Meluim held, you can't get a Kenyan Kedushin. Therefore, he's forced into saying that there's a Kenyan Yibum. Okay, he has a Hechruch because he has to explain what the Marsha meant. The Marsha says it's a Kenyan, and since he holds he can't have Kenyan Kedushin, so he's forced to say it's a Kenyan Yibum. But the Maisa in Svara, after all the dust settles, they argue on two unrelated points. The Shara Melech says it's Shayach Kenyan Kedushin, and the Avnei Meluim says it's not Shayach Kenyan Kedushin, and the Avnei Meluim says it's Shayach Kenyan Yibum. And the Shara Melech says it's not Shai Kenyan Yibum. Okay. So now we want to take out our cigar, the fun part, and to figure out what the machlokes revolves around. So let's do the fun one first, the easier one. Fun. Well, let's discuss Kenyan Yibum, because that's what we're learning. Why is it that the Marsha holds you can have a Kenyan Yibum? And the Shara Melech holds that there's no Kenyan.
No, no Kenyan. My show says no Kenyan Yibam.
I'm sorry, the Avnei Meluim. I didn't mean the Marsha. I'm sorry. The Marsha Avnei Meluim says yes, Kenyan Yibam. And he says that's obviously what the Marsha meant. Right? That's what the Avnei Meluim is saying. This is Pshat the Marsha. But the Avnei Meluim, the Marsha is apparently ambiguous. The Shaar Melech and the Avnei Meluim are arguing what the Marsha meant, I'm assuming. So the Avnei Meluim is saying that yes, Kenyan Yibam. And the Shaar Melech says no Kenyan Yibam. Now Kamina Lalacha. If you had Bia, Shaygeg or Ba'ines. The Avnei Meluim says you're Kaine. Because yes, Kenyan Yibam. And the Shaar Melech says you're not Kaine, because no Kenyan Yibam. Right? This isn't connected to the Mukayasev. Mukayasev was on the other half of the Machlaikas, whether or not you have a Kenyan Kedushin. But we're learning Yavamis, so this is what we've been working on so far. So it's stick to what we've been working with first. Why should there be a machlekes if there is a Kenyan Yibum or not a Kenyan Yibum? So what would be the tzav to say that there's no Kenyan Yibum?
Is it connected to the kasha if it's a new Kenyan or it's the same kiddushim as my brother?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What?
Is this going to do with the Hakira that we, the Bound the Hakira that we had before?
Yeah, probably, but which one?
Yeah, so Zmach Hakira that if it's a new Kiddushin or it's a Kiddushin of the brother?
I know, if you're making a new, we're talking about Kenyan Yibam. I don't know why it should make a difference however Yibam works. So why can't you do Yibam here? Why does the Shaar Melech hold you can't do Yibum? However Yibum works.
So pastors, you can say that if there's no mitzvah, there would be no Yibum.
Right. In other words, the Marsha seems to say beferish that there's no mitzvah. So the Shaar Melech is very simple. The Kenyan and the mitzvah,
so it's the asa versus the lamb.
They're connected. So if you,
it's the asa,
what?
So means the asa does not knock off the lamb.
The Marsha says beferish that there's no mitzvah. He says that beferish. Apparently, the svara is the Marsha holds that even if the Torah doesn't give a mitzvah. In a situation where the Torah doesn't want it. Here the Maisa Hashem, you know, as we said by Nida, Hashem wants you to do Yibam. They just don't want you to do it today. They want you to wait till tomorrow. But they want Yibam with this lady. So the Torah is going to give you a mitzvah. But over here, the Torah doesn't want this Kohen Gadol doing Yibam with this lady. So apparently we had this Shaida. We had this Hakira. Which was a very Yisaitistic Hakira. We thought that it was a machlokes, the Parshas Drachim and the Marsha. I can't say for sure. But we had this Hakira. If for some technical reason, the Torah doesn't want you to do a particular mitzvah, does the Torah give you that mitzvah anyway? Because the mitzvahs are not given out personal. Torah looks at the, are you part of Klal Yisrael? You get the package. It comes with a package. Now certain parts don't apply to you. Tough luck. Now you get a Ptur Aynes. Okay, we have systems to deal with Ptur Aynes. But the package is. So, or should we say that Hashem gives out personalized packages? So here we have a situation. It's like we said, if a person has no hands, does he have a mitzvah tefillin? Except that he achiyat tefillin, except he has a ptur aynes, or he doesn't have the mitzvah tefillin. So here's a guy who, in a sense, can't do the mitzvah of Yibum. Hashem doesn't want him to do the mitzvah of Yibum. Hashem never doesn't want this Kohen Gadol doing the mitzvah of Yibum to this lady, ever, never, ever. because of the ain't as a doifer for whatever reason. So we had a chakira. Does that mean that Hashem doesn't give you the mitzvah? Because why give a mitzvah if you don't want him to do it? Or no, Hashem gives him the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah in the Torah, do yibum, and we can't go ahead and separate. We don't rewrite the Torah for each individual. So you get a mitzvah, and then you get an aveira. Right? That was our chakira. So the Marsha definitely says beferish that there's no mitzvah, right? He says that beferish, the Marsha. So apparently the Marsha holds that the Torah is personalized. And if Hashem doesn't want you to have a particular mitzvah, then he doesn't give you the mitzvah. It's not like, well, I can't help myself. You're Jewish, you gotta get all the Tariyak mitzvahs. This mitzvah doesn't apply to you, so you don't get it. So the Marsha says that beferish, that there's no mitzvah. So Sandy's saying, Chayra is very, very simple, that if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. Right? We add that many places in Tosfos, seemingly. That if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan.
But it takes off the Zika.
Right, 1 second. Where do we have that? And that base was maybe the other way. Over there, the Gemara said, yes, the Gemara says, the Ka'avin Mitzvah. So, Mashma the Kanine. That means that you can't have a mitzvah if you're not kanine, because that's the opposite. You can't have a mitzvah if you're not kanine. Okay. But the Taisis and Daf Chav, Davis and Gathkov. Davis and Davchov seem to say he banned out the Riva. Riva says the mitzvah is a common shame. The Davis asks on the Riva, according to you, why is it then that you're kind of to be a shalokadarka? Ora, I didn't know I come ashamed. So it seems that Tosfos holds that if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. Right? Tosfos says, Tosfos is attacking the Riva. You, Riva, say there's not the mitzvah that come ashamed. And you're saying, that's Tavis Chacham and Aleph. You're saying, Riva, that when there's no Akam and Shame, there's no mitzvah. So how come you're kind of be a shoga dark and hara? There's no Akam and Shame. So we say, what's the kasha? They granted there's no mitzvah, but over there it doesn't say there's a mitzvah. It just says you're kind of. The nickname would be a shoga dark of ara.
Because we went through that, because that's not part of the mitzvah.
1 second. So that means that Taisa seems to assume that if there's no mitzvah, then you're not going to get a kinyan. So the Sharmela is very simple. Sharmela says, look at the Marsha. Marsha says, beferish, there's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then you can't get a Kenyan Yibum. The Kenyan Yibum is contingent on the Mitzvah Yibum. If there's no Mitzvah Yibum, there can't be a Kenyan Yibum. If there's no Mitzvah Yibum, there can't be a Kenyan Yibum.
I'm not sure Rebbe's right from Avchav, but
because Taisus Riva brings the Riva was discussing about mitzvah. The Riva's kasha was, why do we say Esay Deichelos Esay Ambi Yerishayna? There's no mitzvah because there's no Akam Hashem. So Riva was only talking about mitzvah. Riva said there's no mitzvah if you don't do Akam Hashem. Correct, Taisus Akasha. According to you, Riva, How come you're kind of without ara? There's no akama shame. But what's the kasha? The Rebbe never said there's no kinyan without akama shame. He only said there's no mitzvah without akama shame. So apparently, Tosafos seems to hold that if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. That's what it seems that Tosafos holds.
But that's the other
the Rebbe was talking about the mitzvah as well.
The Rebbe was talking only about the mitzvah. Rebbe never said a word about kinyan.
Right, so Tosafos like them and shows that
Tosafos is bringing a raya against the Rebbe from the Gemara that's only talking about kinyan. So why is it in stira to the Rebbe? Rebbe only said that when there's no akam shame, there's no mitzvah. The Gemara only says that when there's no akam shame, there's a kinyan. So why can't they coexist? There's a kinyan but no mitzvah. So it seems that Tosafos holds that if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan.
Maybe there's no mitzvah, but there's still a kinyan, but Hakam HaShem is not part of that mitzvah.
I don't know.
Hakam HaShem is not, Tosafos proves that Hakam HaShem is not the key factor in the mitzvah.
But
the mitzvah
how does he prove it? He only says,
we see how Ara works.
It doesn't say you get the mitzvah, it only says you're kinda. So that means that he holds that the kinyan and the mitzvah are contingent. If the kinyan and the mitzvah have nothing to do with each other, then he has no raya against the Rebbe. Because the Rebbe was only discussing the mitzvah, and the Gemara by Ha'ara and Bia Shogadarka is discussing kinyan. So just because there's no mitzvah, doesn't mean there's no kinyan. So the Tosafos obviously holds that they're not separable, that if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. That's what Tosafos holds. If there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. If there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. Seemingly.
Does it have to do with the Chakira that the Rosh Yeshiva said?
I'm sorry, what?
Does it have to do with the other Chakira
with
that
who?
The Rosh Yeshiva said? When we say en eser doichel love veloisa se, so does the love still stand, or the eser does knock off the love, and now it's only eser?
I don't know if it's connected. We here we're talking about a case. The Avdei Meluim is talking about a case where the losa eser cannot knock off the love, either because it's a losa seva se, or because it's Efshe Nekayim Shneim. But the Maisa, so we're saying that the Marsha said beferish that there's no mitzvah. The Marsha said that. So I don't think that's debatable much. And the Avnei Meluim and the Bashar Melech are discussing Pshat and the Marsha, I think. Bashar Melech for sure was going to the Marsha. I think the Avnei Meluim is also. So the Avnei Meluim, the Marsha said that Farish is no mitzvah. So the Chayra, the Shara Melech, is very, very simple. Shara Melech is saying, since the Marsha says there's no mitzvah, which means the way we explained it is the Torah gives personalized mitzvahs. The Torah sees that this person, we don't want Yibum, so they don't give him a mitzvah Yibum.
The Hakam is no Chalitza.
Mitzvah Yibum. There's no mitzvah Yibum. You only get a mitzvah Chalitza. Torah doesn't give a mitzvah Yibum because they don't want Yibum.
How did Yibum accomplish taking off the Zika's Chalitza?
It doesn't take off Zika's Chalitza.
Marsha says it does. For her, she's good.
That the Shara Melech learns that's Kedushin that takes off. The Shara Melech says that you're not getting a Kenyan Yibum. You're getting a Kenyan Kedushin. And the Kenyan Kedushin somehow or another takes off the Zika.
That somehow or another, whatever, either through Rebbe's system or reaches somehow, it reaches Yibum, whatever that's.
It doesn't reach Yibum. It takes off Zika. There's a Zika for Chalitza, and Kedushin takes off Zika for Chalitza. Okay, that's the Marsha's Chiddush. That since
so Chalitza is an escape route.
Zika is a type of marriage. And Kedushin is a type of marriage. And One is without the other. It has nothing to do with our topic.
Is Rebbe saying a debatable point? I mean, if you say there's no mitzvah and Rebbe is going through great lengths to bring a raya, is it pashit? If there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. Is there another tzad? Could there be a kinyan?
That's superficially. That's a machlokes between the Marsha and the Avdei Meluim. Now there's a Shara Melech is easy. Shara Melech, he's going in the Marsha. The Marsha says there's no mitzvah. So Sandy said a very simple svara. If there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan, which is seemingly mukhrah from Dices. Now the question is, and the Avnei Meluim who argued, is the Avnei Meluim arguing and he's saying there is a mitzvah? And that would be a little bit hard to say because he's going lechayra in the Marsha. I mean, you could say he's going to Parshas Drachim, not the Marsha, but I don't know. That sounds, you know, the Shar Melech was going in the Marsha and the Parshas Drachim. So the Chayra, the Marsha, the Avnei Meluim is not arguing with the Marsha. The Marsha said that Farish is no mitzvah. The Avnei Meluim never said he's arguing with the Marsha. So that would be pretty daichik. I think it would be pretty daichik to say that this Avnei Meluim is arguing with the Marsha. So seemingly the Avnei Meluim holds there's no mitzvah. But yet he's still saying that you get a kinyan yibum. So the Avnei Meluim is saying that pshat in the Marsha has to be that you can get a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum. Now that seems to be against ISIS. So I don't know. It's either he has a way of daichet ISIS, or he's saying that Rashi's arguing with ISIS. I don't know. But seemingly
you can't hold like the Riva.
What?
You can't hold like the
Riva. I know. We don't know for sure that's what the Riva held, but okay. Yes, it's possible. It could be that. Could be that's the machlokes between Riva and ISIS. And he's saying Rashi's holding, yes, okay, like the Riva, yes. In other words, the Chayra, the Avnei Meluim is also going in the Marsha. The Marsha seemingly, unless we're misreading somewhere, the Marsha said Beferish, point blank, that there's no mitzvah yibum. He seems to say that Beferish. So where does the Avnei Meluim come along and say there's a kinyan yibum? So that means that the Avnei Meluim is putting down a yesod that you can have a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum. So we have a very yesodistic machlokes between the Avnei Meluim and the Shar HaMelech if you can have a mitzvah yibum, a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum. Now, I'm still not finished smoking my cigar. So what is the machlokes revolve around? Why does the Shar HaMelech hold that you can't have a kinyan without a mitzvah? Okay, we claim that that's mukhra from Taisus, but whatever it is, so why is it that this shita holds that it's not shayach a kinyan without a mitzvah? And the Marsha is saying, no. They have nothing to do with each other. You can have a kinyan without a mitzvah. So what is the machlekes? I still don't have the point of the machlekes. I know the ram of the nafkamina, the machlekes. But what is the svara? That was Rabbi Berman wants to know the nekuda of the svara that everything starts from. So what is the point of machlekes? Why should it be that the Shar HaMelech holds is no kinyan yibum without mitzvah? And the Avnei Meluim says they one thing has nothing to do with each other.
Is pshat that lemaisa when there's a zika, so the kinyan is just is acting on it plus, in other words, chalitza, but then the kinyan is just a higher darga to get there. In other words, I don't have the mitzvah, but I have to take care of the Zika. So if the guy goes ahead and does the kinyan anyways, he's not He's not forfeiting. In other words, he's just taking care of it in a higher darga.
I'm not sure. I don't see how you explain the Avnei Beluim or the
Shara Melech. I'm explaining the Shara Melech holds that it can be. You know, when we're marba for chalitza, that was the lashon of the parashas Drachim. When we're marba for chalitza, the Torah had to remove the Eish HaSach, right? So there's a full fledged zika that the Torah is saying this chalitza here, but there's no positive mitzvah to go ahead and yavama yavayalel. Now he did it anyways. So we're trying to figure out, when he did it anyways, is he just going through back door to accomplish a higher level through chalitza? Or no, the only way to do it is if you don't have a yavam yavah, you have nothing, you have zero. There is no, the doing the kinyan doesn't mean anything.
And we're assuming that there is no mitzvah yibum.
And there's no mitzvah, but we know there's a zika. So
not
maybe
a zika for yibum. I don't think there's a zika.
There's a zika on the lady. There's no zika for yib. There's a zika on the lady.
Chalitza.
So we say, that's what we're saying. We're saying is you can't, you know, there's no yavam yavola alachar, do chalitza. But now he went ahead and did yavam yavola anyways. The shayla, he did a kinyan. A kinyan is only plus in the chalitza. We can't say he didn't do anything. It's a higher darg in the chalitza. He wasn't supposed to go through that door. He's supposed to go through a different door. Okay, but that's what we're saying. When there's no mitzvah klal is, and there's a zika, now these two worlds interact. They're fighting each other out. So we're saying, 1 second, I can't get worse. I did a chalitza, but I did a chalitza plus. I did a kinyan, but there was no yivami. That's right, but I acted on the zika. Otherwise, I also know there's no mitzvah at all. There's no, you can't go through that.
Okay, I hear. I don't know. Okay, I hear. Let me hear someone else. Anyone else have any idea what we would say? No, everyone's speechless except for Shmuel. I got so many talkative people. Benjamin, Simon, come on. Not like you.
Oh. I'm having trouble keeping the cheshbon.
Okay, we have a very no big cheshbon here. We have a woman has no mitzvah yibum. And if you go and have be with her, you don't get a mitzvah. Now you had be with her. Did you get a kinyan yibum? You had to be with her. There was no das. It was be'einish. No one wants to get married.
According to Tysus, we've seen throughout the Masechta.
So the Shara Melech says there's no Kenyan Yibum. And the Avnei Beluim pretty clearly says there is a Kenyan Yibum. What do you do with Tysus? I don't know. That's a different question. Maybe he's saying Rashi disagrees with Tysus. I don't know. But so we have a Machlokes in Svara. A woman that doesn't have a mitzvah yibum, can you get a kinyan yibum?
Because everybody agrees there's no avera of Eish HaSach.
Everyone agrees there's no Eish HaSach. We're going in the, because if there's an Eish HaSach, you couldn't have a kinyan of anything. The Marsha says there's a kinyan, so there can't be an Isser Eish HaSach. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any kinyan. Eish HaSach would stop all for Kenyan Kedushin and Kenyan Yibum. So there's obviously no Eish HaSach, but there's a machlokes. But the question is, can you have a Kenyan Yibum?
What do we assume gets rid of Eish HaSach?
I don't know. So the Eish HaSach is removed because we assume that Zika for Chalitza and Eish HaSach are, and you can't have a Zika even for chalitza when there's an Eish HaSach, because it's a zika means a quasi marriage. And since the Torah wanted to be a quasi marriage of chalitza, so they had to remove the Eish HaSach. Okay. The Torah took off the Eish HaSach.
I don't know if this qualifies for the Nekudas HaSvara, but I mean, maybe Lagabe the Kenyan of Yibam, you only need a Maisa. You don't need a mitzvah, you need the maisa.
Okay. And I think I know what you're saying, but you're being very ambiguous.
Safer.
What are the two stadim?
Well, that's the two stadim. One is that you just need a maisa, the same, whatever the mitzvah would be, that maisa would be enough to qualify as a Kenyan. And the other side is that you actually need to do whatever would the, everything that's needed to do Mamish Yibum, including the Mitzvah Yibum, you need that in order to accomplish the Kenyan.
So can we say it in Yeshivish Shishbrach? There's two dinim in Yibum. There's one din, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Yibum. The Torah is Mechadesh. When the Torah wrote the Parshas Yibum, the Torah is Mechadesh that there's a mitzvah Yibum. The Torah is also Mechadesh that there's a Kenyan Yibum. Kenyan Yibum is an unusual Kenyan, kind of without Ratzin. That's an unusual Kenyan. So the Shaila is, are they Shnei Dinim Nifradim? Or they're totally Zabizah. In other words, when did the Torah come along and make two Chidushim? Torah said there's a mitzvah. Okay, there's a mitzvah, I come in shame, etc., etc., etc. The Torah came and did another thing. You know what? You can make a Kenyan if you have being with this lady, Bal Korcha. The Torah did two different things. Or the Torah did one thing. Torah said there's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is what makes a Kenyan. In other words, it's not two separate things. It's two unrelated things. It's to say it, or say it in different words. It's the same idea. Kenyan Yibum is different than every other Kenyan. You don't need Ratzin. Why not? Is it because the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, is that's why you don't need Ratzin? The mitzvah is what's substituting for the Ratzin. It's a mitzvah. How does Kenyan Yibum work that you don't need Ratzin? Every other Kedusha needs Ratzin. It's Kufa because it's a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isha Hiknen Omen HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a mitzvah, so that's why there's a Kenyan. The Kenyan is a derivative of the mitzvah. Logically, you don't deserve to be kinder. It's no ratzin. So it's only because there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is what causes the Kenyan. And the Kenyan is what causes the mitzvah. And they come hand in hand together. They are contingent on each other. The mitzvah is what causes the Kenyan, because logically you shouldn't be kinder. And it's only because you were such a good person, you did the mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards you with the Kenyan. And the Kenyan is what causes a mitzvah, because you only get a mitzvah because you're a kainah. So
what's the avnei miluim hold?
They're linked. They're linked. They're contingent on each other. Or no, they have nothing to do with each other. They're two separate things. The Torah made two separate dinim. The Torah made a din that Yibum is kind of without ratzin. Every other Kedusha needs Ratzin. Okay, this one doesn't. You're taking over your dead brother's Ishas. You don't need Ratzin. That's it. Torah made a different din, that there's a mitzvah. The Torah made two dinim. They're not contingent on each other. Just because you don't have one din doesn't mean you don't have the other din. They have nothing to do with each other. Right? I know. Is that what you're saying, Hino? I mean, am I putting words in your mouth?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You see that? Some people accuse me of putting words in everyone's mouth.
No. Why are you focusing on Ratzin? Is that just because that's the difference between Kedushin and
Yibum? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Why is Rebbe focusing on if it's Beratzon? Is that the difference between
Kedushin? That's the difference between Yibum and Kedushin. So we see there's a unique Kenyan Yibum. Kenyan Yibum is unique. Kenyan Yibum is different than every other Kenyan in the Torah. Every other Kenyan needs Das, and Kenyan Yibum doesn't need Das. So it's a unique Kenyan. The Torah was Mechadesh, a brand new Kenyan called Kenyan Yibum. What makes this a brand new Kenyan? That you don't need Ratzin. That's what makes it different than every other Kenyan Kedusha.
Is that
so Kenyan called Kenyan Yibum?
I pointed this out last week. It's also different because it's different.
The question is,
it skips Kedushin parts.
What?
It skips Kedushin and it goes from straight into Nisuin.
Okay, I'm not sure. Does everyone agree with that? And I don't know if everyone agrees, and it might depend. It depends on what she was by the first husband. It gets confusing. I'm not sure. I don't have the bikkias, and I don't really remember. Is that true that you every time you do yibam, you always get nisuin? Is that true? Anyone have bikkias?
What's nasa lishalachol davar mean?
I know, but that nasa lishalachol davar, that means that's what it means that you get nisuin. I tell you, I'm not arguing with you. I'm pleading ignorance. I have a recollection that it might depend on what the first husband was.
Oh, meaning if she was only an arusa, that she'd also only be an arusa.
I don't remember. I do not remember. I don't want to say, but maybe I'm asking you. Now that it could be that your pshat is that you're taking over the dead brother with whatever he had, but I don't remember. I don't really. I just rather check. Someone can. I give you the job. You can do. You can check.
Really, he can't be with her.
Wait, I'm getting nothing mustered by Bucky here.
Rebbe has a shear in the Yudim Biurim on this thing, on this Svara, whether Kedushin is a thicker, more, you know, pulsating Kenyan rather than Yibim is much smaller.
What? Again?
Totally on the Gemara and Saita.
Whether it's Eretzin and Nisuin?
Yes, it's Kedushin is harder. In other words, what do we say? Get works by Kedushin, but it doesn't work, and Chalitza does not work by that the whole machlekes, the Abaye and Rav Yosef, and the Gemara and Saita.
Okay, I don't remember.
Rebbe, over here, Rebbe, he's doing.
Can
he's
I
doing,
clarify something? Rebbe
he
said
he can't be a, and then be an Arison.
That the fact that the fact
why
that
not?
You don't need das. The fact that you don't need das is why the Kenyan Yibam is different.
That is how it's different.
Or is it a simon?
Is different than regular Kedushin. But what makes it different is it's chow without das. So it's that's what indicates that it's a different type of halach. That's a simon. That's
okay,
I think the halachic difference that shows the difference.
Right.
The
reason
is the Kenyan Yibum, the reason why it works, even though you're lacking das, is guba because you have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the energy that makes the Kenyan work, Yibam work. And I believe some people say that it's Isha Hikdev al Min HaShemayim, the very ambiguous phrase that's thrown around the Masechta. Some places, yes, some places, no. But some places it's used that the Lashon, that is Isha Hikdev al Min HaShemayim, which means, why was it Isha Hikdev al Min HaShemayim? Because you did the mitzvah. It doesn't say that, but very possible. When once you say, if you're going to use a svara that really there's no das, and therefore you shouldn't be kinda, and the only reason why you're kinda against all the rules is because isha hikdeh no min hashamayim. So it's very, you say, why? Well, why did the Torah do that? Why would isha hikdeh no min hashamayim? So it could be because you did the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is what makes the kinyan. Now, it could also be vice versa. The Kenyan is what makes the mitzvah, because could be part of the mitzvah is getting the Kenyan. I think that's what Rav Ochanan says. That part of the, so they could be inseparable. The mitzvah needs the Kenyan, and the Kenyan needs the mitzvah. But the simple shot is that the reason why you get the Kenyan is because you got a mitzvah. The reason why you got a mitzvah is because you got a Kenyan. And they come with asachas, so they're inseparable. You can't have one without the other.
That's
each
Kedushin
one feeds off the other.
The Rebbe's bite is saying it's machlokes v'shoinim.
What? Okay, I don't know, but
that would be
the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech holds that what's making the Kenyan is a mitzvah. So then, if you don't have a mitzvah, how can you get a Kenyan? The Avnei Meluim would say not true. Torah made up a din that there's such a thing called Kenyan Yibum. Now, Torah also happened to make up there's a mitzvah Yibum. But who said that the Torah connected the two dinim, that they're contingent on each other? There's shnei dinim nefradim. There's a mitzvah Yibum, and there's certain things Hashem wants for the mitzvah Yibum. According to Rebbe Ball, they want Hakam Hashem. According to the you know, they were, if it's essay, say, If an essay is not Taichalosa, say, so they don't want the mitzvah there. So there's certain requirements you need for the mitzvah. And then there's a second din, the Torah made up, that there's a Kinyan Yibum. But who said the Torah made the Kinyan Yibum contingent on the mitzvah Yibum? The Heichitaisi. So
where does this Kenyan Kedushin fit in?
What?
Where does this, what, how does it fit in this case of Kedushin?
We're focusing in on that there's two separate machlokes between the Avnei Meluim and the Shaar Melech. One machlokes is can you or can you not have a Kenyan Kedushin? We're not discussing that machlokes today. We're just discussing the other machlokes. Assuming you cannot have a Kenyan Kedushin, or is that relevant? Yes or no? Is there a Kenyan Yibum? I mean, can you kind of a Kenyan Yibum, which means you're kind of a Kenyan Baal Korcho without Ratzin? Shaar HaMelech says no, and the Avnei Meluim says yes. So we're not discussing Kenyan Kedushin.
That's against the Marsha, then, right?
What? They're arguing in the reading of the Marsha. Was the Marsha talking about Kenyan Yibum? Or the Marsha talking about Kenyan Kedushin. So the Shaar HaMelech says he couldn't have been talking about Kenyan Kedushin because Kenyan Yibum, because Kenyan Yibum does not work. The Avnei Meluim says, of course, Kenyan Yibum does work. So we have a Yisaitis Dika Machlaikis, whether or not Kenyan Yibum works in this case. So we're saying the Machlaikis is the Kenyan Yibum contingent on the mitzvah. In other words, being that Yibum Gupa has a Kenyan Yibum is missing Ratzin. So you could hear that if it's missing Ratzin, then Fakir, then you need Yibum, you need to be a Kenyan Yibum to work. Also, according to Avnei Meluim, there's also an Eishes Ocher, which is stopping Kenyan. So the Eishesach, according to the Avnei Meluim, is even more mistabra. According to Avnei Meluim, I take it back. I'm on the wrong side. Take it back. Strike that from the record. I was saying there would be a spur for the Shaar HaMelech, not the Avnei Meluim. So the Avnei Meluim is saying that you can have a Kenyan Yibum without a Mitzvah Yibum. Who said that they're totally dumb is that? No one said they're contingent. But the Shaar HaMelech held probably in Svara that they're contingent because since he looked at Yibum, and Yibum doesn't have Das, so he felt that the probability is that the Torah allowed this new Kenyan to work because of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is the energy which causes the Kenyan. Right? That's a very nice machlokes.
There's nobody who holds that there is a mitzvah Yibum here.
I do not know. It would be hard pressed to say that because the Marsha, there might be people that say there's a mitzvah Yibum. I'm answering your question.
We still have the
says that there's a mitzvah Yibum. So I can't say that there's no one. So I can't say there's no one that says there's a mitzvah Yibum. But in this Avnei Meluim, the Avnei Meluim and the Shaar HaMelech are arguing imshat in the Marsha. And the Marsha, pretty befairish, says there's no mitzvah Yibum. So it would be very daichik in the reading of the Avnei Meluim to say that when he says there's a Kenyan Yibum, he means arguing with the Marsha. Because anytime he's not talking to the Shaar HaMelech, he's attacking the Shaar HaMelech. The Shaar HaMelech was talking in the Avnei in the Marsha. So what does he want? You know, like I think someone could say that the Avnei Meluim saying that if you're gonna tell me there's a Kenyan, you have to say it's a Kenyan Yibum, and the Marsha is wrong. But it's very daichik, in the Lashon. So the Marsha doesn't say the Marsha is wrong. So so superficially, even though there is maybe such a shita that there's a mitzvah Yibum. But the Pashtas, both the Avnei Meluim and the Shaar HaMelech, more than a pashas, a very strong pashas. They're working in the Marsha, and the Marsha seemed to say, beferish, point blank, there's no mitzvah. So we're saying a very nice machlekes. The machlekes is the mitzvah the energy that makes the kinyan? In other words, the Shar Melech holds that the kinyan, there shouldn't be a kinyan. There's no ratzon, no das.
If there was no halacha about ratzon and das, could we say the same thing? If there was no halacha that a kinyan yibum doesn't require ratzon and das, and to us it appeared that they really function the same, but we still understand the concept that a kinyan yibum and a kinyan kedushin.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just trying to make the Shar Melech even better. You know, you maybe you're right. Maybe the Shar Melech would have said that at Stamazai.
I'm just trying to understand what we accomplished from, let's say, a half hour ago, that we were saying, what's the machloikas if Kenyan Yibum could exist without a mitzvah, or Kenyan Yibum cannot exist without a mitzvah? So now Rabbi's saying the machloikas is whether Kenyan Yibum is fueled by the mitzvah.
Right.
That's the answer. So in that step, do we need to identify a particular weakness or chiddush in Kenyan Yibum? Can we just say, the answer is, anytime you have two dinim, the whole machlokes rishonim could be, rachonim could be, whether the two dinim are tolis zebezeh, one fuels the other, or they're independent. And you don't have to show symptoms which would justify making them be tolis
zebezeh. You're right, but it's nicer. You're right. You could, theoretically, even if Kinyan Yibum only worked at Ratzin, you could still say this, and since it's a Kinyan Yibum, so the Shar Melech will hold that Kinyan Yibum is Tarvan, he's Mitzvah Yibum. Okay.
So it's nicer on the Shar Melech side.
Yeah. But
the nice Kiddush was supposed to be the Avnei Miluim side.
It is. It highlights the Kiddush on the Avnei Miluim. Because even though it is true that it's an unusual Kinyan, the Avnei Miluim still says that it has nothing to do with the Mitzvah. So it still does highlight the Avnei Miluim. You're just saying that the Shar Melech would have been ready to send his opinion even without it. The majority highlights the Kiddush of the Avnei Miluim. Anyway, so we have to think about Taifas.
That's not the whole Kiddushin part.
We're running out. But you know, Taifas, the question would be: Is the Avnei Miluim Mukhruch that he's arguing with Taifas? Right, that's I don't have the answer to that offhand. Now there's the Taisus on Chaf Amid Aleph and Chaf Amid Beis too. It's the same Taisus says that there's no you can't be kinda if there's no mitzvah, and that's how he bound out the riva. And on Chaf Amid Beis he proves that Ha'ara has a kiyum mitzvah because it's kinda. That's why he says you're only. Once you have the Ha'ara, you can't do Bia, you can't do Gemara Bia. The same thing. He says Ha'ara can never be Kaina unless it's Kiyum Mitzvah. So is that directly opposite of the Avnei Miluim, which would be obviously a little bit daichik, though it's not the impossible. And then you have to say that the Avnei Miluim is arguing with Taisus and he's only going in Shita's Rashi. And he's saying that the Marsha is creating an arguing with Taisus too. You know, but that's, you know, it's bad enough the Marsha is arguing with Rashi, but now he's going to be arguing with Taisus. Or is there a way, you know, we're setting up the Marsha that the Marsha says, and this is a final question, we're setting up the Marsha that the Marsha holds that the Kinyan and the mitzvah are not contingent, because the Marsha says the Ferish is no mitzvah, and the Avnei Miluim says there's a Kinyan. So obviously the Kinyan and the mitzvah are separable. Well, if the Kinyan and the mitzvah are separable, so how did Taisus and Chaf Amid Aleph ban out the Riva from the fact that there's a Kinyan by Bia Shelo Gedarka? So you yourself, Marsha, say that the Kinyan and the mitzvah are separable. I think that's a very good question, right? If the Marsha says that you can have no mitzvah and still a Kinyan, so what was Taifas's kasha on the Riva? So there's a few possibilities. Either the Marsha is arguing with Taifas, which is We said there was the Amnemilu is arguing with David, which is highly daichik. Or the Amnemilu is not going into the Mashal that there's no mitzvah, which is probably even more daichik. But okay, or there's a better answer.
Rabbi, is it can it be that the Tosfos is arguing?
Sorry?
Can it be that Tosfos is arguing with the Nemuka Yosef that there is a Kenyan Kedushin here?
No, but the Amnemiluim. I'm talking about the Amnemiluim. The Amnemiluim who says, the Amnemiluim doesn't assume that no one's arguing that Muka Yosef.
Okay.
He's assuming that we're talking about Kenyan Yibum here. So what does he do? That means he has Kenyan Yibum without a mitzvah. So how does he learn Shan and Tavis and Chaf? I'm an Aleph. Okay.
Like, technically speaking, if someone argues with that Nemuka Yosef, but Rebbe
what? I can't hear. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Technically speaking, if someone argues with that Nemuka Yosef, then that can answer. But Rebbe is saying that the Avnimulim thing.
Yeah, but the Avnimulim is not arguing. Avnimulim is working with that Nemuka Yosef.
No, what I'm saying is maybe that Tosos is saying that Tosos argues with that, meaning that
the Avnimulim is working. But that means that the Avnimulim is arguing with Tosos.
No, only. But, okay. Right, but I'm saying that he's Hechrok is based on the Nemuka Yosef, not based on himself.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to end. Okay, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good night.
Good night. Thank you.